Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 142 of How You About You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You About You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
Ki has confirmed that all four members have renewed their contracts with SM Entertainment for the third time. And I think SM must be like, thank you, Jesus. So yeah, more shiny content to come, I guess. So that's good. Also, more SM news. According to an article from Star News, Red Velvet's Irene will not renew her contract with SM Entertainment.
Oh.
Yeah, so don't know what that's about. I don't know if that means Irene will continue being with Red Velvet under someone else or if she wants to leave. But again, there's nothing, I haven't seen anything come from SM Entertainment side. So it's just
wait and see.
Wait and see kind of vibes. Last week were the VMA Awards. So congratulations to Stray Kids, who won the Best K-Pop category. Jungkook or Youngkook and Big Lotto won the VMA Award for Song of the Summer with 7. Blackpink won 2 awards, one being Group of the Year and the other being Best Choreography for Pink Venom as well. So congratulations to them. And more Blackpink news. According to Star News, Blackpink's Lisa has reportedly rejected 2 contract offers with YG Entertainment, the last one being around $40 million. YG Entertainment has issued a statement regarding the report. And they just basically said, we are discussing renewing the contract with Lisa. The rumors have not been confirmed, officially confirmed. I don't know why you would put that in your official statement. That sounds weird because the rumors are about you. That's like me saying, oh, Shay, did you wear a pink shirt yesterday? And you go, the rumors have not been officially confirmed. What does that mean?
I would like, provide your answer or say nothing.
Yeah, like, what does that mean? So, yeah, I've seen a lot of discourse online. Many are saying they're not surprised because in a lot of people's eyes, not just Blinks, but people that are outside of the fandom, it seems like at the current moment, Lisa's the only one enjoying herself in the group in terms of performance. Loads of people saying that Lisa's the one that's basically holding the group together, if that makes sense. I don't know. Maybe she's like, this is too much work. If you want to stay, I need money. So, and I also saw something as well, which I'm quite surprised about, because if you know, like, the track record of YG and girl groups, especially if you followed 21, around this time is the time where it won't be surprising if they're, and I'm not wishing this, so don't want to come for me, it won't be surprising if they disband or it's not because of YG, but maybe they don't want to do it or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So I'm surprised we're not getting more content from newer groups, because you would think, yes, there's like talks about Baby Monster, but in current weeks it's kind of died down. You think they would have debuted by now just to get
something, yeah,
the ball rolling. But what do I know, child? But anyway, that's it, guys. That is hot topics. If there's any stories you want to talk about, or if you want us to comment on any stories, make sure you hit us up on socials at @HowYouAtYou. So now we're moving on to our next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, questions. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit a form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I don't get how some people say that Black Swan isn't K-pop, but XGR. Like, make it make sense.
That is so true. Yeah, because if you think about XG, yeah, and you really break down what K-pop is, technically they're not, because all their songs are English, and they're a Japanese group.
Yeah, I guess some would look at it that way. I think sometimes the generic formula for what people follow to say, oh, is X thing K-pop, is if it was created and trained through the K-pop system and promotes to a predominantly Korean audience. And
XG doesn't. They're a global group.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't justifying them, but I was just saying that's sometimes the formula people use to justify that. So like you said, if we think about XG, they maybe wouldn't necessarily fall into that. Mold.
I just feel like not everyone. There's a few people that have, maybe some people are aware, some aren't, because they live in their own Delulu land. It's an Asian thing. It's a race thing. It's a fetish thing. It's like, if you don't look how I want you to look, then I can't consider you this thing. Or it's a thing, or it's like a jealousy thing. Like the fact that there are some fans, they are fans because they wish that they could do that. Mm-hmm. And instead of seeing Black Swan as a positive thing, as, oh, look, there's someone that, you know, looks like me or looks like my friends and they're doing their thing, whether you like their music or not, it's kind of like, how come it's them and not me kind of thing? So it's just like, I'm not even going to acknowledge their existence. They are not K-pop.
Yeah, no, I think that's a completely valid point. Even on the topic of, oh, if you kind of fit this idea that people are okay with in terms of what a K-pop artist should look like, then they're fine with it. So, yeah, I think it's a little bit ignorant. Especially, I would understand if this was maybe coming from a point coming from, I don't know, the Korean entertainment industry or Koreans. But from what I've gathered, Black Swan is actually really well received in Korea. And K netizens really love them, and they are obviously a group who's made an effort to learn the language, train through the system. I don't follow them that closely, but from what I've heard, so yeah.
But even still, even if it did come from Koreans, it's still wrong, because then it's like, okay, so how are we defining K-pop? You can't keep moving the goalposts then. Do you know what I mean? Because as you said, they've trained through the system. I'm not saying that Koreans are saying this, but I'm saying if it was coming from them, like, they've done all the steps. The only thing that they're not are Korean, or not even just Korean. They don't look East Asian. So that's your problem then, because they've done everything else that is considered K-pop.
True. Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit of a weird one. Like, even to me with XG, and this isn't like a negative about them, but I don't see them as K-pop.
Yeah.
Like, I just see them as like a pop group. Yeah, I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, I hear you. Technically, they are. They're just doing it a different way.
Yeah.
They're not doing it the conventional.
Obviously, like with J-pop, the way they
route, or
exactly. Know. Obviously, with the way they promote, it's very like K-pop-esque, and the way that they interact with their fans and all of that. But them as a group doesn't scream K-pop to me, and that's not a negative thing. So yeah, if anything, I would definitely probably put Black Swan more in that K-pop category than I would XG. Okay, on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said, Taehyung doesn't have any stage presence. All he does is stick his tongue out every second.
Sorry.
That's not funny. And if XG's production team is black and they are being taught by black artists, then they're not committing CA. There's a lot to break down.
This is a lot. This went from A to F to Z.
Okay, part one. Taehyung doesn't have any stage presence. All he does is stick his tongue out every second.
If they're talking about solo promotions, I'm not going to lie, it doesn't scream to me, doesn't interest me, or nothing has come my way for me to want to see what he's doing. So in that sense, I can't really comment. I mean, the only clip I've seen is there was one performance and his dog was there. And I was like, why? I mean, his dog's cute, but I was a bit confused. Let's take his recent stuff out of it. And if I just think about, you know, stuff that he's done with BTS and stuff that I've seen, because that's what I can base it on. I think he does have, he has stage presence. Maybe it comes in waves in the sense of there might be certain eras where he pops more and certain eras where he doesn't. But that doesn't take away from the fact that he can command a stage, if that makes sense. So that's all I got, folks.
I'm sorry. I'm literally still laughing because this whole opinion is... Okay, for the first part, I saw that clip as well. I think his dog's name is, like, Yuntan, and he's, like, very sure. much loved amongst ARMY, so...
Oh, I don't dispute that. I was just very random.
It was random, but cool. I wouldn't say that he doesn't have, like, what was the exact
stage presence?
He doesn't have any stage presence, and he just sticks his tongue out.
Sticks out his tongue.
Did he do something to you? I would say that V actually has wonderful stage presence, especially considering, like, his whole origin story of, like, he had not, like, he didn't really have any interest in becoming an idol, and he just auditioned by chance. I think you've definitely seen his confidence grow over the years from, like, debut till now. I think he has really good stage presence, to be honest.
Yeah. Maybe they're referring to his recent stuff. I don't know because I haven't divulged in that. But then you have to remember, I'm from what I'm guessing, the song that he's performing where his dog was commanded the stage wasn't necessarily something super hype. So there's yeah. that aspect. It's like, how are you defining it? But then again, that has nothing to do with stage presence. You can still command a stage singing a ballad.
Yeah. Exactly. So it isn't, like, based on, like, the type of music. So and based on this, what this person said, I haven't watched his recent stage videos of, like, his recent comeback and all that stuff. Or is it his debut? I don't know. I haven't watched that. But based on what this person's saying, I doubt he's sticking his tongue out to a jazz song. So I think they're talking about, like, BTS stuff. Potato. Like, I don't know if that's how you feel.
What did he do to you?
Like, I really
this person's had enough.
It's like his tongue. Oh my god. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to this man. And the latter half of this unpopular opinion, this person said, and if XG's production team is black and they are being taught by black artists, then they're not committing CA. This is giving very much so. And this isn't even relating to XG because I don't think I've followed all of what's transpired there. But this opinion radiates the same energy as I have black friends.
Yeah. Well, my black friend makes me say the N-word, so that means I can say it. No, you can't. I don't care. I'm sorry. And being taught, if you're going to... And again, this is not on XG or whatever, I'm just going off this opinion, but it's just like, if you're really, like, consumed or really, like, what's the word that I'm looking for? Appreciating.
Like,
yeah, or commersed or there's another word as well. Like, within that culture, then it won't come up. There's certain ways certain things will come across. And I think with certain things with XG, not even just XG, but, like, sometimes in certain K-pop raps, and I'll just throw in some random AAV, and it's just like, why? It's because this is not how they talk, and this is not how they are off stage, if you get what I mean. Mm. Don't get me wrong, there are certain people, I'm not even talking about K-pop idols in general, but, like, just in general, that can rub certain people a certain way, but it's the fact that maybe they're committed to the character in a sense of they're both the same on and off stage. So it's kind of hard to, I can still feel a way about it, but it's kind of hard to be like, well, that's not them kind of thing. If that makes sense. I don't know if I'm making any sense. Yeah, I just feel like it's so different. And I also think in terms of XG, I think there was like a, I don't know if it was like a festival or something that they were performing at, and they were doing like a, I don't know if it was like a hip hop segment or something, and just the styling was off. I was just like, this, I know they're performing, but it felt very performative, if that makes sense. And mm-hmm. I can see why people may feel a type of way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I think there is so much to this. And once again, not just speaking to XG, and this isn't just to like find an easy way out of speaking about this. I just don't feel comfortable speaking on things that I don't have, like date, time, and this exact thing. I know stuff happened, but I can't remember all the specifics. But just having proximity to a group of people doesn't give you the right to then do what you want and like take advantage of that or exploit it in some way, shape, or form. There is also obviously a very fine line between appreciation and appropriation. And even through your appreciation, and you might have like very pure intention and just be passionate or immersed or be very familiar, still doesn't give you the leeway to do X, Y, and Z. And I don't think, I completely disagree with this opinion, because I don't think by saying, oh, these people have close proximity to X, Y, and Z ethnic group, they can't do X, Y, like that makes no sense, because I don't know, like with great power comes great responsibility. Just because you're being taught by the best trader in the world, it's up to you now to then decide whether you're going to be an ethical trader or exploit what you've been taught or use it in a malicious or negative way. So I don't think that's not good enough.
Yeah, that's wild.
Sorry. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, so that's that. I know there is stuff in the realm of what they've done. If anyone wants us to revisit or comment more on specifics, feel free to send us some specific events or scenarios, because we'd like to go further into this if people would like to hear that. And then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, I feel like groups who have already debuted should still have monthly evaluations because why is Lisa the only one who is giving anything on stage? And New Jeans is the only hype group that had organic growth instead of having company privilege. So two very interesting points. To point one, do you want to go first?
I kind of like that idea that they still have monthly evaluations. I just think in general, just because you've debuted doesn't mean that your training should end. Like when you become a dancer or an actor or a singer or whatever, just because you start booking jobs or whatever the case may be, doesn't mean you need to not sharpen your skill, if that makes sense. It's kind of like, you know, you expect athletes that are doing that 100 meters or whatever, you know, sporting event that they're competing in, they are still training each and every time before, you know, they do their race or compete, right? We don't know if they do, because obviously we're not on that side, so maybe this does happen. But then if that is the case, and this is not necessarily aimed at any particular group of Blackpink, then I think the ball is being dropped. But then also, I think as well, and I've said this before, and I'm not going to say the certain, oh my God, I'm not going to say the certain group, but I feel like there's been a certain idol. Before they debuted, their voice was amazing. And I don't know if it's due to because they want, their company wanted them to sing a certain way, or the training was just, I don't know what it was doing. But progressively, they got worse. And I don't sound bad, but if you just compare their pre-debut, even their debut stuff, to what they sounded like near the end of their career in said group, it's like, why? What happened?
So, I obviously agree with the idea of, like, there should still be ongoing monthly evaluations. But I feel like this must happen in some capacity.
Yeah, it must.
Because that wouldn't make any sense for it not to. Whether it should be like more vigorous evaluations or better ongoing training, sure. But I'm pretty sure this would be happening anyway.
It might not, because they might then now, since the training's happened, they might just be focusing on numbers. So in a sense, you could have like a group that's performing really well in the sense of numbers, and they're making the company so much money. So maybe they're like, well, maybe it's not giving what it should have gave, but they're hitting target, so meh. It's like, let's invest this time on a newer group. Because at the end of the day, I feel like with most of these companies, as much as we're like, no, it's about the art, it's about the music, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just like, this works, this makes money, and it's still making money, so I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I guess like to some extent it could just be like a numbers thing, or this is doing well, just keep doing it, or like we're going to focus more on like the aesthetics rather than like the quality. And this isn't pointing at any particular group. But maybe not so focused on like the quality, or like I think we've spoken about this a few times in terms of acts having like more stage presence or knowing how to work a stage and being able to sing live and be a really raw performer rather than like I think we've spoken on like the topic of like the theatrics of music videos not being able to translate onto live stages well. And then for the last part of this unpopular opinion, this person said, and NewJeans is the only hype group that had organic growth instead of company privilege.
I can agree to that. I mean, it does help they're under hype, but I feel like everyone's under hype at this point, so is it really an advantage? I don't really have anything more to add, to be honest.
I think it's both. I think NewJeans definitely had very organic growth. People really resonated with their debut and their sound, and still till now. But I think they also had company privilege.
Yeah.
More so definitely than like the earlier groups that came under, well, Big Hit. So I think it's definitely a mix of both. Because weren't, no, they weren't. Le Sserafim were technically like the first Hybe girl group, or I think.
Well, technically, yes-ish. Yes. But they did get a lot of push, though.
Yeah.
I think where the privilege comes in with NewJeans is just the fact that they organically blew, in a sense of people kind of found them themselves. And then luckily, you know, the company had the funds to actually be like, okay, so this is actually going somewhere. Let's throw some money at it, kind of thing. Whereas if it was maybe like a same thing happened to a group from like a smaller company, I mean, they could try, but it maybe only would have went a certain extent or so far.
So. Yeah. No, they definitely had like phenomenal organic growth. I think it's definitely a balance, not to take away from any of their success or how hard they worked. But yeah. Well, those are all of our unpopular opinions for today. If you guys have any unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or stories that you want us to go through on the pod, you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/HallyuAtYou, or you can send them to us via email, which is HallyuT@gmail.com. And it's now time for On the Radar, which is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything that we're watching, listening to, or if there's anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
It's been a bit quiet this week for me. I guess what's on my radar was I am confusion. I am confused because Jay Park decided to sing a ballad about someone having a fat ass. And I was confused with the direction of the song in terms of like, it was like, I wouldn't say it's acoustic, but just imagine it's like someone singing like a love song, right? And you have the keyboard and it's like, you know, the singer sitting on a stool and it's like, girl, I love you. But imagine the words aren't, girl, I love you, but it's like, she got a big ass. You know I love big ass. Like, it's just...
What?
You know what? Let me see if I can find a clip and I'll play it right now. I'm just like...
That doesn't sound out of character, but that is incredibly peculiar.
But it's just, we ask ourselves why. Okay. Hmm. Yeah, I know you got a fat ass. You know I love a fat ass. So that's just a snippet.
What was the point? What was the reason?
I don't know. I didn't dig that far. It just came up for me, and I was like, he's really in love with his fat ass.
Where was it?
I don't know. I just came across the clip. That's what I'm saying. I'm very confused, like you right now.
Yeah,
it's like him singing. Can you imagine that kind of style, but him singing, "Mom, mom, mom, me, mom, 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 me."
Literally traumatized. I don't know. Sometimes J-pop feels like a social experiment. I don't even know if I have a radar anymore. I feel like this is a recurring theme of me being traumatized by your radar.
I shouldn't go first anymore.
Because I feel like this has happened before. What's on my radar? I'm still watching that show on Netflix called Love After Divorce. It's quite interesting. Divorcees, finding love, da-da-da. Yeah. That's that. Yeah. And how would you feel if you had been getting to know someone? I don't know how long they've been there, but like, let's say a week, 2 weeks, and you've been getting to know them, you found out their age, where they live, and then you basically feel like you're at a point where you might want to be in a relationship with this person, and like, you basically paired off, and then there's another reveal and you find out that your pending partner has like 3 kids.
Yay. How old am I? What's the age?
All like 30, 35.
I mean, we have to be realistic. I think, you know, those ages, these are times where people have kids.
Hmm.
So there's a high chance that said person may have kids. So if I'm going to put myself out there, I need to be realistic in the fact that, you know, someone wants kids. Now, if you're a person that doesn't want kids, it's a tricky one, because I don't think you might just have to be like, you know what, and you might just have to end it there. No, because it's not fair on the pending partner. It's not fair on their kids, and it's not fair on you. Like, yes, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, because obviously there's some sort of connection that you have with said person. But on the grand scheme of things, if it's something that, you know, I really don't want, then there's no point prolonging the heartache. Like, just rip the band-aid off and go. Now, if you're a bit wishy-washy about kids, or it's like you personally don't, it could work out in a sense of you personally may not want to, you know, deliver the kids, but you don't mind kids, and maybe this is a win for you in a sense of, you know, you get the opportunity to somewhat raise kids that you didn't have to necessarily deliver or go through the whole process. Then that's another thing. Mm-hmm. Or if you're just wishy-washy about kids anyway, I mean, you could surely like give yourself a deadline and see how it goes. Because then again, we don't know how long the guy wants to be in a relationship, or see how long this works before he even introduces the kids. Because he could mention the kids and be like, I have 3 kids, but it doesn't mean that you're going to see them anytime soon, if that makes sense. So I feel like it has to be something you really think about, because it's not just you involved, it's him and 3 other people. So
like being responsible. I thought, just to preface for anyone who hasn't watched the show, it is known that like you can sort of expect that contestants might have kids. Like, it's kind of a known thing amongst them. So it isn't a complete surprise, but obviously you don't know until this point if the person that you're interested in has kids. I think it's valid to make the most responsible decision. Like, do you see yourself being able to cope with that?
Mm-hmm.
They are going to be a part of your life. You continue this relationship. But I felt terrible about the way the information was revealed. Like, they kind of made everyone like sit in like this like lounge everywhere area, and then one by one they just said like, oh, I do have kids, or I don't have kids, or however many kids you have. But I think it was maybe better if that I think it brought the group closer because they got to speak on like how their kids came about and how old they are. So it was really touching. Mm. But I think hearing that information and sitting directly opposite someone that you're maybe interested in or have been getting on with, it kind of created this sense, like your partner who might still be processing this information that, oh, you have X amount of kids, now will look like a terrible person if they don't come up to you right after and comfort you. If that makes sense. So that was the only thing I was like, oh, because I'm not a confrontatious person. I would just like try to comfort you if I could see that you're emotional or whatever. I would be like, oh, like, I hope you're okay, sort of thing. But that's a lot of pressure to put on the person.
Yeah.
But interesting show. Very, very interesting.
But yeah, guys, our kids, it's time for us to go to bed. I'm joking. I don't know what time you're listening to this. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you can send us any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or hot tea to howyoutea@gmail.com, or you can submit them anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou.
Yes, I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can hit me up at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on most platforms.
Yes, and until next time, we will
holla at you.
Bye.